last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You are listening to The Last Savior. In this program, we give you insights about the Imam of Time, Imam Zamana, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his purified family, said, if someone dies and is not aware about the Imam of his time, will die the death of an ignorant. Which in itself makes very clear like how important it is to know about the Imam of your time. And the Last Savior is here to help you. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming. Dr. Ali Alavi is a research scholar in the field of Mahdawiyat. And today we will discuss about the philosophy of occultation. Why Imam is an occultation? We have been discussing in the previous episodes as well the reason behind this occultation. One was a fear of being killed and another was the immunity to pay allegiance to the wrongdoers. We want to know the more philosophy behind the occultation of Imam.
Okay, we have been supposed to talk about four factors or four elements that have been announced in the language of narrations about the philosophy of occultation of Imam Ali Salam. And we definitely emphasize that there are not going to be that definite and certain and decisive reasons on philosophy, I mean the pure philosophy of occultation. Mm-hmm. But these are something that we have just received, I mean, based on the narrations, and there must be some other philosophy behind this issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its right time will tell us. After the prophetic hadith and narration that we said that yakhaful qatl, that is out of the fear of his, after the fear of him being killed, that is Imam alayhi salam, the proof of God. Mm-hmm. We talk that Imam alayhi salam should be immune from any allegiance from any wrongdoer.
Right.
The third that we are going to talk about is from a narration that we received it from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that he says that Imam alayhi salam says that after talking about the reason of the delay and the punishment of the nation of Nuh alayhi salam, Imam alayhi salam says that the occultation of Imam takes long. Mm-hmm. I mean, it will become lengthy till right can be disclosed to everyone. That is, here true believers are going to be separated from false believers to purify, to have
filter.
That final selection, to mm-hmm. filter all those who claim to be, for example, Muslims or following
Followers.
The Islam, to show themselves and to be distinguished from each other.
Yes. We'll discuss more with you, Brother Ali Alavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Wherever you be, cause you're the one my heart is to need you.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Save here. And we are talking about the Imam of our time, the occultation, the philosophy behind it. And Brother Ali Alavi was discussing a narration before going to the break. I would want you to continue.
Yeah, the hadith says, the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that this time of occultation would be lengthy, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to separate between the true believers and false believers.
Right.
And what is the outcome? Those who actually act hypocritically, out of hypocrisy, they will be put aside. And since in the government of Imam alayhi salam, there are vast areas of facilities are going to be given at the hand of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So the purest ones are going to be the holders of those trustees mm-hmm. of the Islamic Ummah. and the leaders of the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So one of the reasons that it is getting that long is to find and to filter and to reach to the purest ones at the end of the time. So this is one reason that has been said by Imam Salah alayhi salam. And there is another reason that can be deduced and understood from the language of a hadith, that the humanity has not yet reached to this maturity to accept the Imam, the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And they might actually lose the opportunity to benefit from Imam alayhi salam. Let me give you an example. Look, when suppose that the followers of Adam alayhi salam, they were going to be given Al-Quran, the book that came, I mean, centuries later. So do you think that those people could even digest and understand that, I mean, comprehensive teachings of Quran? No, they need, I mean, their needs and requirements were quite limited. Or moreover, let me give you another example. Suppose that, for example, you have a two-year-old infant. Do you think he can have, for example, official food than the formal food that we eat, like, I mean, elderly ones?
Obviously not.
So slowly, slowly, he reaches to this age to be eligible to have this kind of foods. I mean, slowly, slowly, he has first his mother's milk, later on some other additional, I mean, let's say liquid kinds of foods. And later on, he reaches to that age, for example, 3, 4, that he can eat like elderly ones, right?
Also, we cannot fill the amount of water in a glass as much as we can fill into a tanker. So there's a capacity always. We're talking about the capacity, like whatever there is. So when we have to learn things, we need to have that capacity. When we, when the Imam is going to come, we need to have that capacity to benefit from Imam, actually. Otherwise, we are going to be among the maybe... the ones who will lose faith on maybe even seeing the Imam, because capacity is much more necessary.
Right.
Well, we will discuss more with you, Brother Ali Alavi. But before that, let's go for a short break. Dear listeners, don't change that dial. We'll be back in a while.
أليق والظالم ابتدأوا من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدأوا من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Professor Ali Alavi, and we are discussing the philosophy of occultation. Why is Imam an occultician? If he is having a long life, then where is Imam and why? Why is he an occultician? Brother Ali Alavi has explained for us.
So we have been saying that one of the reasons that have been said in the language of narration is that preparation of the world's situation is one of the reasons and philosophies of his occultation period that made it that long. We have been saying that a sort of series of requirements are needed for humanity to be eligible, to be apt to take the benefits, blessings of Imam alayhi salam. So this understanding, this maturity, might not necessarily come through hopelessness.
Right.
Sometimes it comes through development of knowledge.
Right.
You see, as long as knowledge develops, they understand, okay, there are still many things to learn. I mean, there is a greater power against us. So there is a greater power over us. So we reach to this level that we say, okay, we are nothing. I mean, this nothingness that humanity reaches and the deadlocks that they reach at the end of the day, due to even, for example, the improvement of knowledge gives them this ability to make an atomic bomb and kill thousands and thousands of people in no time, right? So it means this is a deadlock in life, deadlock in the world. So, I mean, okay, so we have to be waiting for this maturity among the people to say, okay, there must be something, there must be a person, there must be a government, there must be an entity that comes and is going to say the last word. Not like this. This kind of knowledge, this kind of progress is a toxic kind of progress.
It's
not a natural, it's not kind of holy progress that we are after.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So why in Islam we say that weapons of mass destruction are forbidden? So this is the reason. Islam tells us you are not, for example, if I'm going to have, I'm going to fight you only, so we have our means of fighting and everything is clear. So it has nothing to do with your case and with your family and with other members of yours.
Right.
Right? So this is the logic that Islam says. So when you reach to this conclusion that there is nothing rich as Islamic teachings, and you reach to this point that, okay, I have nothing and I am in need of a person to come and say the last word.
Right.
So this maturity takes time. And we have seen that in these, at least centuries, humanity has not reached to this either through oppression or through accepting oppression.
Right.
So humanity needs to reach to this maturity that they are in need of this last promised savior to come to Saul and say the last word, either through oppression or through accepting oppression, because accepting oppression is not less than oppression itself.
Yes.
Right? So when those people who are silent in the world, due to, for example, the certain case that we are seeing and witnessing in every day of our life, the issue of Gaza and Palestine.
Oppression
so some
everywhere.
Out of oppression, they do not say something, but some through accepting oppression. So what's wrong with these Muslim, so-called Muslim countries that they are silent and they are accepting this violence and this massacre and genocide and they're still silent? So are you waiting for Imam al-Islam to come to rule over them, and are they going to listen to Imam while they see that, I mean, innocent people are being killed in genocide and massacre day and night? So do we think that this maturity has reached already or not? So we need to try our best to make ourselves apt and eligible and
more aware.
More aware of the conditions of the time of Imam to prepare ourselves. Let's start from ourselves. Then others have their own duties. But it's my duty to enlighten, to first work on myself and enlighten others.
Charity begins at home.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, brother, for being with us and helping us with those beautiful insights again and making us more aware about the Imam of our time. May Allah give us the capability to get that capacity to see Imam and to benefit from him and to be among his soldiers. And may Allah give us the capability to equip ourselves with more and more knowledge to be serving you here in the Last Savior with more awareness on the topic so that you and us be among the Last Savior soldiers. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Just in case you have any questions regarding the Last Savior, regarding the Imam Zaman Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. If you want to listen to our programs again, because there are a series of episodes out there in our archive, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. And you'll find the tab COI, Call of Islam, and can search The Last Savior and find an archive of our programs there. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
وليا وحافظا وقال